Well, I think it's time that we take a moment and let Kim talk to us about something that happened to her.
For whatever reason, I was up at 5 o'clock this morning. And I thought, okay, let's just check on Facebook, see what's going on. And then in my live feed, one of our wonderful listeners who I friended on Facebook spoiled me on something absolutely epic. So I just wanted to let everyone know that don't take it personally if I either defriend you or do not have you on my live feeds, because I do not want that to happen again. All right, let's do this.
You're listening to Potential Cast Season 2, Episode 22, Becoming Part 2. While Angel tortures Giles for needed information concerning a ritual, Spike strikes up an unlikely alliance with Buffy to keep Angel from destroying the world.
Woohoo!
This is Gabby.
I'm Illyrio.
And I'm Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
Kevin.
Wow. Hey, gang.
Who did you bribe to get all these primo spots on the podcast, huh?
Helps to be in line very early on the very first day.
Early. Yep. Very early. Hey, no one's asked you if they could guest here, have they? No, no one has.
Oh, Kevin, I love the top 100 countdown. I'm tuning into Sci-Fi TV. Y'all have got to listen to it. It's.
Are we going to get spoiled?
No. wonderfully produced. Brent does a great job. It's professional quality.
Well, thanks, Steph. Now we
as opposed to this.
Hey, I resemble that remark.
Yeah, it's the listeners have voted on the top 100 television shows, and every Friday I look forward to Friday because it's 10 at a time, and we're like in the 60s. Is it the 60s or 50s? 60s.
Yeah, right down in the right around there, maybe in the 40s now. So.
Yeah, it's excellent. I love it.
Well, thank you. It's a lot of fun. Folks really get a kick out of hearing little clips from all their favorite shows.
Yeah, because it like when I heard Battlestar, the original Battlestar today, it just took me back to when I was 5 years old.
Yep. No, it's a lot of good stuff, and I'm sure Buffy will be.
It will somewhere. Be very high.
Yeah, very high in the countdown, yes.
I think it will be. All right. Yeah, this is a huge episode. This is the season 2 finale.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is actually the one, I think, when I was first on with you guys back at the end of season 1, I mentioned that there was a third final episode that turned me into the Uber fan. This was it.
Yeah, this is just, oh, it's so emotional. It's just so dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
I liked it.
Would we like to get into a little bit of email feedback?
Sure.
And, sure. Mm-hmm. Let me open up the mail.
How about, you want to do Missy's Facts for Becoming Part 2? And then we could read the one from Nick?
Yes. Okay.
Cool.
All right. Missy's Facts. Let's see. Becoming Part 2. Mm-hmm. The sequence with the mutant enemy mascot, the little monster that goes Gur-Arg at the end of all episodes, was changed for a total of 6 episodes. Becoming Part 2 is the first. The monster says, oh, I need a hug.
Thanks a lot, Missy. Scratch that off my list.
Willow says that Oz will have to speak Latin during the ritual of restoration. However, they are actually speaking Romanian in some lines of English.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch the climactic fight scene closely, it is obvious that the doubles for Sarah, Michelle Gellar, and David Boreanaz are fighting, not the actors themselves. Yeah,
that's one of my points. David Boreanaz's fencing double has sideburns. and Angel does not.
Yeah, I love how the stunt doubles, they know how to cover their face. Mm-hmm. So we don't see their face. But, I mean, you can tell from the body type. Mm-hmm. That it's, all right, this episode is the second part of a two-part episode, and throughout the series, season two is the only season that has three double episodes, the most amount of double episodes to occur in a single season throughout all seven seasons. Hmm. In a 2003 interview with Entertainment Weekly, after she announced that she was leaving the show, Sarah Michelle Gellar named this episode, Becoming Part Two, as one of her all-time favorites. She says that the tragedy of Buffy's realization that she has to kill Angel, the man she loves, is her favorite thing about the episode. Mm-hmm. This episode is number 7 in Joss Whedon's list of top 10 favorite episodes, according to the last Sundown featurette in the Season 7 DVD box set. This is the final episode shot in 16mm, starting with Angel. Buffy is filmed in 35mm, reducing the graininess of the show's look. Yes, it starts to, it makes it so much better. When Spike talks about Joyce waving an axe at him and yelling, "Get the hell away from my daughter," he was referring to the episode school bar.
Mm-hmm. Thanks again, Missy. Number 2 on the list.
Scratch.
Seriously?
2 for 2.
The both times that Angel dies, he hears, "Close your eyes." Mm-hmm. It is the last thing Darla said to him before she killed him and turned him into a vampire in the flashback in the episode Becoming Part One, and it's also the last thing Buffy says to him before she kills him in this episode.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Armin Shimmerman and James G. McDonald, Detective Stein, previously appeared in the Star Trek Deep Space Nine episode Little Green Men Together. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Thank you, Missy.
Thank you very much, Missy.
Thank you, Missy.
We have an email from Nick about Becoming Part Two. Hey, Gax. So I've been re-listening to some of the earlier episodes of the podcast in anticipation of the season two finale. I just finished Teacher's Pet, where Steph mentions the special Gur Args. Just thought I'd write in and point out that the first of the 6 Altered Mutant Enemy title cards is in this episode. Did you catch it? Still loving the podcast as much as ever.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
Yeah, if it wasn't for Stephanie mentioning that, because usually as soon as the episode stops and it goes to black and the credits start, I stop.
Are you one of those people that gets up as soon as the movie's over?
No, I will typically watch that. But with the TV show, I'm like, eh, whatever. Mm. And I'm so happy I did it. It made me giggle and a little sad at the same time.
Mm-hmm. So did anybody cry?
No.
No.
Oh.
I don't think I cried. I was too angry. I was very pissed.
Yeah,
I was very upset at Xander in this episode.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think the rage took over.
Yeah, it did get a little dusty here. I don't think I cried, but it was very dusty.
The part that really got to me most is when Joyce said that horrible thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
You leave this, if you walk out that door, they'll never think of coming back. That's terrible.
That is a terrible thing.
Very terrible.
Very, very selfish. Lots of selfishness in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ramifications.
Oh, man.
Is that it?
That's it for feedback. Let's get into points and stuff. I have lots of notes.
Okay.
Cops!
Yeah, yes. I noticed in this episode, after so many times I've seen it, I'd never noticed how surprised Snyder was with Buffy's strength when she escaped the police.
We'll come back to Mr. Snyder very soon. Mm-hmm. And my theory I postulated a couple episodes back that I'm sure I'm right now. Kendra is dead.
I'm wondering if I missed something from last episode, but how did the cops get there so fast?
They were there at the end of the first episode. I don't remember. Yeah. Freeze!
But would they open fire?
I know, that's lame.
That's cool.
Well, they got, They are
especially
stupid.
The kind of school where everybody can just go to the cafeteria whenever they want at all times of the night.
Yeah.
So what's up with... Okay, can we talk about Principal Snyder then?
Well, hold on. First, Buffy has the right to kick your donut-loving ass. Sorry. Yeah, let's talk Snyder.
What does he know? Why? Let's put him in the mayor.
Like I said, when I Only Have Eyes for You, I said I think he was brought in not because he's a pedagogue, but because he's supposed to be able to take care of really strange paranormal stuff in cities.
Mm-hmm.
And
wait, define pedagogue.
A pedagogue is someone that is in charge of pedagogy, like a principal or a teacher.
Okay.
So instead of being like an actual principal, this man is not a principal. This guy is like a henchman. Okay, he's a button pusher. Okay, this guy's a button pusher. That's all he does. That's what all he's about. And he is convinced that Buffy is the epicenter of the freakish activity at Sunnydale, and that's why when he expelled her and she walked away, unfortunately not having beheaded him, because if anyone deserves a beheading. Is that Snyder. Little snively little strangy. And I must say that had he made that call, he had some good news for the mayor, he's convinced that he's just got rid of the town's problems. So I can't wait in season 3 or whenever when she comes back and rescues this town again. He's put in his place.
Ooh, Illyrio, I have a question.
Yes.
Do you think he might be a demon like Whistler?
I don't think so. I think he's just a little snivelly button pusher.
See, that's what I was expecting.
Because I think he would know that she's the Slayer if he was a demon.
I think he knows she's the Slayer, but I don't think he's a demon. I think he is protecting the town because he knows where, like you said, wherever she is, trouble finds her.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to protect the town, or maybe he's protecting the town from... Or protecting something hidden within the town that
she would have to slay?
No. Not that you like. Say there's something that's protecting the town or whatever. There's like they have this special something tangible, and he's protecting it, but without knowing that he's without knowing Buffy and the rest of the crew, they don't know that he's actually preventing them from discovering this thing. And I think. It's very hard to explain, but yeah, that's what I
think. I know what you're getting at.
Yeah.
I'm just...
I don't know. I'm thinking, too. Well, remember, she died, and then Kendra came up, and Kendra was the Slayer, even though she was still around. So maybe he was under the assumption that Kendra, that there was another Slayer, but it wasn't necessarily Buffy.
No. I don't think so.
Okay.
Because if that were the case, then he wouldn't be...
Up
Buffy's ass every 5 seconds.
Sure.
Hi-yo!
I'm just saying.
The idea that he's so happy and proud to get rid of her, I think, speaks to the whole thing that he's convinced she's the problem, and then it will come back that he will be grateful to see her back.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'll get his comeuppance, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for sure.
Can I just say how entertaining it is to hear that discussion?
Well, that's kind of the point of the podcast, Kevin. Come
that's
on, you've guessed it long enough.
What
if the town is run by vampires? And they don't want Buffy slaying them, and it's really just that simple. I hope it's not that.
Oh my God.
Like friggin' Hot Fuzz.
Well, if that's the case, then Snyder couldn't be a vampire because he's out in the sun all the time.
Yeah, but he could be hired by vampires.
Sure, yeah, he could be possessed.
No, just hired. Again, I think he's just a stingy little...
Mm-hmm.
By the way, when Buffy's sneaking into the hospital... worst disguise ever. I'll wear a toque. And that's it. I mean, at least celebrities wear baseball caps and sunglasses.
She could have at least worn the overalls of shame.
Yeah.
The
overall,
that was
yes.
The end. Come on.
Oh, that's right.
We're getting ahead of ourselves here, ladies. Worst disguise in the world. That was just...
like Snyder said, the police in that town really aren't very smart. So, hospital staff the same way.
Taking my one quote for the week.
Did anyone else think Willa was dead?
Yes.
She looked pretty dead.
She did not look well.
No, the double chin really was not very flattering.
So, was anyone crying over Willow and Xander?
I was upset.
No.
But I wasn't crying.
Did anyone else laugh hysterically when the second Xander said he loved her, she started blinking to wake up?
I wouldn't say I laughed hysterically, but I laughed inside. Word came.
And this is where I actually had a conversation with a couple of people about this, and I came to the conclusion that I think I'm the only person in the world that with his whole Clerks 2, you're my best friend and I love you speech, that he, that it was like an I love you, romantic I love you. It was like a best friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think it was.
Not a romantic lovey I love you.
No, I think it was a romantic I love you because... He didn't want to call Oz.
Ugh.
And then the first thing she asked...
You mean Xander is a total selfish douche part one?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. There are a couple sequels in this episode to that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot to call Oz. Didn't even think of it, apparently.
But then Cordy comes in and he hugs her and calls her honey.
Yeah.
But I mean, I just he didn't want Willow when Willow wanted him.
Yeah.
Now that
she's all like inanimate and everything.
Yeah. Now that she has somebody and she's dead almost. Now he wants her. Mm-hmm. Douche.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk about Whistler. I like this character. I don't know. I always like fate and. You know, mm-hmm. prophecy and somebody knowing more than anybody uh-huh. else knows.
But there's the risk of them being entirely obnoxious with, I know something you don't know.
Yes. Yeah.
Especially if they dress that way. He's not very amusing, but he's very good with exposition.
I think he's funny. What is it? I'm probably going to steal somebody's line, so I won't say it. Never mind.
Oh, the one about the Englishman's food?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was. No, I mean, it was interesting. That comes up later. What was he doing at Giles' house to begin with?
I don't know, but he hung around a long time because Buffy came back.
He's still there. It's like, okay, we need someone to explain to her why she has to kill her boyfriend. So, let's have him just hang out at Giles'. But why is he there? Shut up! But is he going to be there the second time too? You're fired! Go write for Lost or something. Whistler. He's all right. I kind of see him as kind of coming out of nowhere. He's a little bit of a Nicky and Paolo. I won't ascribe very much significance to him. I don't see him so much as a Henry Gale as a Nicky and Paolo. So, I don't know. Maybe he is do we see him again?
Not really.
Okay.
And there's a reason. But but this is, it brings up a new, this is the beginning of something that we will see later.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think so, Kevin?
Yeah. And I think part of it, too, is that, you know, when you saw him with Angel, get an Angel to come on board, so to speak. And it's the demon side of him, kind of like they're trying to control destiny with what Angel was going to do to help Buffy. And then when Angel went all evil,
that kind of chess game thing.
Yeah. They realized, now we need to make sure we push Buffy in the right direction. So, you know, it's a bit convenient from a plot point of view, but it also works from a story point of view.
Hmm.
You know,
so I was wrong. Spike wasn't the guy to pull the sword out of the stone.
No, and I was wrong. Whistler hadn't set up Angel to lose his soul.
Mm-mm. But I was right. Spike wants to help Buffy to make Angelus go away.
For the dumbest reason ever, because he wants his girlfriend
back. I know.
Yeah, see, Jack Shepard, get out of here.
But Spike likes people. They're happy meals with Liz.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Spike doesn't want to destroy the world.
No. Apparently destroying the world is not talk.
He just wants tobacco products.
How can Spike smoke if they have no crack?
We mentioned this before.
Because he's bad. Bad people smoke.
The badassery overrules laws of fake physics.
And how can he strangle Drew to the point where she passes out?
Chokehold, baby.
Come on.
I was just disappointed there was no one there to lift her arm 3 times.
Can you play that song, Last Dance with Mary Jane?
No, I can't. I hate Tom Petty and everything he's ever done. Aww. Except for Traveling Wilburys.
That video is hilarious.
It is very funny with Kim Basinger.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Joyce. Her daughter has a history of violence. That cop was being a jerk bringing up the whole Ted thing.
Yep. Yeah, that was kind of...
But how good was that scene of her and Spike in the living room?
Oh my god.
I know.
I couldn't stop laughing.
I know.
It's so funny.
During my rewatch, Christine, who's never watched a single episode of Buffy, watched it with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you don't understand. This guy, he's like, you know, and this guy gave me one of those looks. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. That's Joyce.
Listen, who's she to judge? She was ironing napkins. Someone's lost it.
But I'm glad that Joyce knows now.
Oh,
I just
hope
she doesn't have any temporary amnesia or whatever or something in season 3. But I'm glad that she knows. And I was surprised that Buffy, well, she had to because she killed the vampire right in front of her. So.
She witnesses a vampire getting dusted and she doesn't have a freak out?
Yeah.
No, but that she does go into denial a little bit when she asks
her. Yeah,
have you tried not being a slayer, you know?
Yeah. I'm not going to let the... You need help, Buffy.
I don't know. It's sad to me that now Joyce knows.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. It's sad.
I think they could only stretch it out so far with her mom being...
Without it getting slapstick. No?
But I love Buffy climbing in and out of her window and having to sneak and having to... tell lies to, you know, to hide her.
Would you want your daughter to do that, Stephanie?
No, I wouldn't want my daughter being a slayer.
But she doesn't have a choice.
She doesn't have a choice. It's fate, Mom.
Angela's cleaning Giles' glasses.
That is hilarious.
Hilarious.
I didn't notice it until watching it this time. There's so many things. I'm just picking up.
I noticed it right away. That's because I've been accused of being a Giles because I clean my glasses a lot, apparently.
Giles is badass, taking all that torture until...
His weakness.
I had a feeling Jenny was going to be there as soon as they brought Drew in. I don't know why. I just had a premonition. No, but...
Were you playing a game?
Yeah. But I really like that scene. I love afterwards that they kept making out.
Yeah, she really is a hoe.
In the moment, come on.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it.
She said she'd never leave him. And so that's how they got Giles to tell how Angelus could open pull the sword out, that he had to have his blood. Mm-hmm. And why that is interesting is because later on, another character will say, blood is always the answer. Blood is life.
Hmm.
You know, is that a spoiler?
No, it's just always blood.
Hmm. Which, I have a concern about the way this episode, about the climax of this episode. Okay, if I could just talk about that just for a moment. All he had to do was cut himself a little bit to pull the sword out.
He was using somebody else's blood.
At the beginning, mm-hmm. right? In part mm-hmm. one. In part two, he used his own blood, and it worked. Mm-hmm. And all Whistler said is that Angel's the key, and his blood will shut the vortex. Why couldn't she have just punched him in the nose?
Put a drop of
blood in? Yeah.
It just had to be this way.
Wouldn't it be so dramatic? Come on.
I understand. It's just I wish they would have made it a little bit more explicit because I would have seen that as a loophole and taken it extraordinarily literally and just kind of said, just flick your hand at the vortex. And then the vortex would close and then, you know, they'd go have sex. But apparently he had to actually die.
Yeah.
So
we'll see this again.
Like, you know, and like I understand that because, you know, it's about what she's willing to give up and, mm-hmm. you know, which mm-hmm. is a lot to ask again. I was disappointed there was no chainsaw scene.
It's just a case of making her.
Didn't need it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I didn't notice it until this time that at the very end, when they're back at school, Giles' fingers are broken.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's how Angelus tortured him.
They were all pretty smashed up, except for Cordelia, who ran away.
Yes, she did the smart thing. Yeah. And Oz, who was oblivious to anything going down. By the way, the first time we see Willow lying in the bed, almost dead, in that coma, her right hand is on top of her stomach, and her left hand is to her side. But the next time we're in that hospital room, the S-O-D, hands have switched.
Man. S-O-D.
The hands have switched. And I'm wondering who switched her hands.
The continuity lady forgot to tell her.
All right. Buffy walked out on her mom.
She had to save the world.
I know, but it's like, that's nasty.
Well,
although what Joyce said was nastier.
Well, I didn't notice this until this time. Joyce was drinking.
Did you watch this episode?
But I noticed this time that Joyce was drinking, and she would have not handled this situation like this if she hadn't been drinking.
That's true.
Hmm.
I think you're right.
That's a very good point.
Who hasn't been drunk and said something they regret to their flesh and blood?
Oh, and when Whistler said the earlier you kill Angel, the easier it'll be on you, he knew that Angel's soul would come back.
Mm-hmm.
Whistler literally said the earlier you kill Angel, the easier it will be on you.
So why couldn't she just kill Angelus?
Well, she tried. But he turned into Angel before she could.
Okay. Because I'm saying, did it have to be...
You mean, did it have to be Angel?
That's what I thought. But then, because they didn't really specify.
No. Well, he's the same guy. It's just he goes mm-hmm. by a different name when he's soulless. And
but yeah, if he has a soul, isn't it different?
I think his blood stays the same.
Yeah.
Well, they're going a little again.
I think you're right.
Tell Buffy
mm-hmm.
that we're going to be working to get his soul back. And all he has to say is, Willow says, kick his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Not cool. That's part two of Xander being a selfish little bitch. What is wrong with this guy, man?
He wants to have his cake and eat it too.
He wants all three cakes.
Yes. At the same time.
What?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Douche.
Oh, why didn't Spike just kill Angelus? He had to jump on him. Is there like a vampire's code?
Well, there wouldn't be a season three.
I guess.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. Like, they had there so many times they could have killed each other. But
I know. Oh, and I tweeted this the other day. If I were a vampire, I would make sure that all the furnishings in my home were either plastic or aluminum. Why leave potential ammunition just sitting there? It's not like they were Louis XVI or anything.
Did anyone think towards the end of the episode that, because it was becoming morning, I thought that for Buffy to get away, she's going to pull Angelus into the sunlight and then burn him. And then she would somehow throw him into the... That's what I... but hey. Didn't have it. Did you think for a second she might not push Angel into the...
I knew right away.
Yeah, I knew she was going to do it.
Yeah, there was no doubt in my mind.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't think that she would leave Sunnydale.
Well, yeah, I didn't expect that, but I think that she doesn't want to... I think she's really pissed off at Xander.
At Xander?
I think that's one of the major things. I think she's really upset with him.
Just Xander?
Well, I think she's the only one that... I think he's the only one she's upset with, because...
And her mother,
yeah. But, you know, I don't know.
Well, I think part of it as well is that she knows that she put all of her friends in danger.
Mm-hmm.
And getting attached is part of her problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the whole big thing is, you know, when it's all boiled down, that she just has herself to rely on. And every time she has anybody else around, something bad happens. They end up in the hospital. Kendra ends up dead.
Mm-hmm.
Bad things happen when she's around. So I don't think she can deal with the guilt.
Where do you think she went? For a second, I thought that she went to L.A. to be with her dad to figure things out before she came back.
That's interesting. I don't know.
Where else could she go? Does she have anyone else in the world she can go to?
I don't think so.
Maybe Kendra's watcher?
What, all the way in who knows where? I don't think the bus from Sunnydale will take you there.
No.
Oh, you know when they started doing that ritual and everything?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can do that at a hospital.
The doors are closed.
Probably not. We would probably, yeah. I don't think we would let you do that.
But the doors are closed. Yeah. How do you know?
Yeah, that's true. They were doing it all.
I mean, couldn't they just take the stairs to the basement that is in the room and do it down there?
Hey, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to run.
No problem.
Oh.
I'll be back in 10 minutes or less.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye. Does anyone... sorry, Kevin, I'm not talking directly to you. But Kim, Gabby, have you watched Beyond this episode?
No.
No, neither have I.
Liar.
I'm very keen. No! That is mean thing to say. I did not watch ahead. I wanted to.
Preventing myself from watching ahead, mm-hmm. every time we record, I watch the episode right before we record.
Mm.
That way, there is no way of me trying to.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, because I even thought about watching Becoming Part 2 after you finish recording.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, wait, if it's so good, I can't help myself from watching the next episode because I've got them all on my computer. And I was like, damn.
Wow.
So I was like, wait until today to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as soon as we finished Becoming Part 1, I went and watched Becoming Part 2, and I watched it 3 times, but I was so engrossed every time I saw it, I never took one note. Nice. Because I couldn't, because I was just so into it every time.
I thought it was great.
But I couldn't, but I wanted to skip ahead, but I'm like, no, I can't go to season 3 until we finally discuss this. And then I was thinking about even holding off until we have our season 2 discussion, but I'm like, no. Like, I know when we're done tonight, I'm going to go right and start watching season 3.
I'm going to watch the rest of Amazing Race. I have to stop watching it.
So, KB, did you cry when you watched this episode?
I didn't cry, but I got to tell you, the emotional attachment just went off the charts. I mean, I could just so put myself in her position. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those TV viewers who goes all in.
Yeah.
So I tend to ride the roller coaster on shows, especially good ones. So at that point, when she truly had to kill him to realize that it was her destiny, I was just so attached to it. What I was doing up to this point in the series, when I was watching it, I was doing it via Netflix, rental discs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The next morning, I was on Amazon fast shipping the entire series. I knew I was not going to be able to handle waiting. Mm-hmm. So, it just totally did it for me.
Yeah, waiting was hard for me. I have to go fish. I felt I needed a reward.
Oh, my gosh!
What?
So bad that I actually liked that episode.
That's fine that you liked the episode. I was not impressed.
Crap.
I thought it was... I mean, the thing is, if I were to look at it more objectively, I don't think the episode is nearly as bad as I rated it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was... I didn't want one of those.
Yeah.
I wanted some meat and potatoes.
That's the issue now. When you've seen how good it can be, it's so tough to go back to that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's like... I don't want to watch the episodes we didn't rate to rate them. Because I'm like, oh, I don't want to go back to season one. I don't want to go back. Yeah. Oh, God. But I would like to watch the pack again. The guilty pleasure episode.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's strange how some people are so against the norm of what everyone else likes or dislikes. Like, the pack. I think it's a consensus that most people like it, but I freaking hated that episode.
Really? I thought everybody
was it the fake laughter?
For me.
It was all right.
It's like the same thing. People are like, you love it. I mean, or they all hate it, and like a few people love it.
Mm.
Well, I also find it interesting when you have people who go back to rewatch, not just Buffy, you know, other shows, even Lost or something else, when the fans will say, well, when I do my rewatches, I have to skip the crappy ones. And I'm like, well, that's taken away from the experience. You don't appreciate the really good ones unless you remember the ones that were painful.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, but, you know, to each their own.
But I think if now if people are watching Lost, it'd be so much better because you have the ability to watch however many episodes you want in a row.
Oh, absolutely.
Part of the problem with Lost was that if you had a crappy episode, you had to wait like 2 weeks for something good to happen.
Yeah.
And that was
okay. Or months.
Yeah.
Months
and months.
I'm back. What are you talking about?
You.
TV. Neither Kim nor Gabby nor myself have watched ahead of Becoming Part 2.
Steph, what we were talking about was the first impressions of this episode, like if you cried or not.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Mm. And what did you do?
I bawled my eyeballs out.
Really? Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, because I mean, I was so into Buffy Angel.
Mm-hmm.
I was like shipping Buffy Angel so hard, and I don't usually ship. And, I mean, I just thought it was heartbreaking. And then, like, the next couple of times that I watched, you know, I was like, okay, don't cry over Angel because don't cry over Angel because, you're, you know, you're over that. And then I cried over Joyce. Oh.
Yes. Yeah, but which time? When she reads the letter or when she says what she says to Buffy?
Basically at the end. Basically when Buffy's... I mean, Buffy is leaving town. Mm-hmm. I mean, Buffy is so heartbroken that she cannot stay there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and she's only 17 years old, leaving town. Mm-hmm.
Where the hell is she going to go?
It's awesome!
Does she go somewhere and do more vampire training?
Oh, God. It's just, I mean, and that's what...
Does she go to Tibet? Is that what's going on? Or, oh, I don't know.
But,
can
know,
I just say...
Every season starts out just... Ugh, you just don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Can you just say what?
Giles will never get his paperweight back.
Mm.
It's dissolved.
And was I the only one that had the thought as soon as Angel got his soul back? And Angel just became a million times less interesting.
Yes! Oh my God! The second he looks up and he's already crying, I'm like, stop it.
Wasn't it just terrible?
He
went from total badass to total... I couldn't care less.
Yes.
About this character.
I hate Angel so
He's all paper mache. He's all paper mache.
I hate him.
Wow. I still had residual Wiggins from when Willow looked up in the air and then all of a sudden started talking crazy talk. And I was like, oh my God, that is so freaky and makes me right at the same time.
My note was basically WTFW. What the fuck, Willow?
That was crazy.
Oh.
But I think it was a fist pump moment for you, Gabby, because you're like, yes, I got it.
It was crazy. It was like, I knew something was up when she was like, well, you don't have to say, you just have to say the words. You don't have to know what they mean. And I'm like, wait a minute. No, something's not right. And then she starts talking the crazy gibberish. Huh. Awesome. So, but I still think something's crazy. Well, I don't know.
What do you think happened? Like, do you think she was... possessed.
Maybe she was possessed by the Elder Calderashi.
I don't know.
The Elder Woman.
But I'm a little scared for her. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be. I think it's going to suck to be Oz soon. I think she's going to go like much more into this stuff, and then he's going to basically just be left in her dust. That's what I think.
Oh my God! If at any point anybody goes, "Are you a good witch or a bad witch?" I might freak out.
just a general statement. I will never again close my eyes when asked. So, ladies, don't bother asking.
Do you know what I love? I love the sound that metal makes when you are pulling it out of a cloth. It makes that metal noise.
Whenever I dry my knives, it makes that noise all the time. I have to be very, very careful if the kids are napping. And it has nothing to do that my Foley artist that I hired at home is a mute deaf person who's never heard cloth and swords.
Now, there is one goof that's often mentioned by the fans.
And Buffy, no.
Well, specific to this episode. When Buffy and Spike are talking about how Drusilla killed Kendra, how would she know that? She wasn't there. Everybody else was knocked out.
But she'd been to the hospital. They talked about it.
Yeah, but who knew that it was Drusilla?
Oh, because Xander was unconscious. Mm.
So I think that's a little, got to kind of hand wave that one a bit. But
yeah, I wouldn't have even noticed that.
No. Maybe there was a scene that was cut out. Maybe.
But I had a question basically, too, for Kim and Gabby. We had some fun back when we covered Prophecy Girl, and I talked about how that whole hero walk scene where they played the music and stuff. And how that was a fist pump moment for me, but that as a fan going back, now you both had mentioned, you had a couple of moments back in Innocence. Now that you've got two full seasons under your belt, do you kind of maybe appreciate more how that could make some sense now as you're more identifying, or are you still a little...
You mean the scene in Prophecy Girl? Or
the concept
general?
Of how this series will tend to make you just jump out of your chair and do a fist pump.
Oh yeah, definitely. After Innocence... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. And then she just stops the freaking sword. That was amazing.
With her eyes closed.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's talk about that. So Spike and Drew fight, and Spike chokes out Drew, and he takes her out, and he says, well, he's going to kill Buffy. And then he just keeps walking.
Mm-hmm. He shrugs his shoulders. Oh, well.
Yeah. And so Angelus says, take away the weapons, take away the friends, take away the hope, whatever you got left. And then when she stops the sword and she says, me. Is this Buffy fully becoming the Slayer and accepting her fate, just like she told her mother that it's fate?
We have a title. Buffy's the one becoming.
No.
Fully. Uh-huh.
But
bonus point for a river.
But what else is happening? Huh?
What you mean Willow? Becoming? Willow's becoming? So Willow's becoming a witch. Angel's becoming cardboard. Angel's becoming cardboard. Xander's becoming a bigger douche. And Buffy's deciding to fully become what she's resisted for so long.
Okay, golf clap for everybody. Well done. Well done.
By the way, that is the first ever Dear Joyce letter I've ever seen.
Oh, Joyce.
Don't make me sing the theme song to Dear John and replace John with Joyce.
So I bet you Buffy does go away to Slayer Camp for the summer.
Maybe she'll go to fashion college.
She'll go to fashion college. One time at Slayer Camp.
Gonna find a whole army of Kendras.
She does need to go to fashion camp. Why are her pants so short?
Because they're so high.
Just in case she has to go through trenches. Oh.
But we could talk about Willow's thing. I thought that scene was amazing. Even the camera angle when it just went above her head. Mm-hmm. I thought that was so brilliant.
It was so cool. There were so many cool moments. Like when they did when they switched over and then all of a sudden you saw like Spike beating up the cop. I'm like, yay! Yay!
Oh, God. Oh. Yeah, just let me kill this guy.
Come on.
That was awesome.
That was the best. They're in a band together. Come on.
I sing.
Which is a nice nod because James Marsters does like to sing, so.
Apparently he has albums out.
Does he?
Yeah.
Is it smooth jazz?
Are they spoilery?
I feel so bad that I didn't cry. I've cried over the stupidest shit in watching the show, and I didn't cry in the one episode where I guess I should have cried.
No, it just means you have no soul.
No. It means I didn't cry.
It means you have had a moment of pure happiness. Of pure joy.
Well, I guess I also wasn't as emotionally invested in the whole Bangel thing as everybody else.
Get off my ox cart!
Yeah, it isn't so much the Buffy Angel relationship, it's realizing what she has to give up in the moment, I think, is more the emotional tug. Mm.
But I'm right there with Kim, and as soon as he looks up and you realize he's back, it's like, you again.
For a split second, I was hoping he was faking it.
I'm right there with you.
I totally thought he was at the beginning. I'm like, wait a minute. Oh, no, this dog.
I was hoping he was faking it, and he would spin Buffy around and throw her in the
in the vortex.
That's what I thought.
And he'd be like, "That's all, folks."
What? I feel like it's been months since I saw you last. Yeah, whatever.
Wink, wink.
My head's all muddled.
Yeah, this guy.
Whatever. What guy hasn't tried that to get back together with a girl?
I don't know what's wrong. I'm all confused.
I'm sorry, baby.
I didn't know she was your sister. I mean, your cousin. So does anyone have any other... Oh, sorry, go ahead, Kevin.
Oh, I was going to say, just to pick up on something you had mentioned, Steph, talking about the whole moment, you know, when Buffy closes her eyes and says, me. On rewatches, for me, and I know I've seen other people mention this, the emotion isn't so much when Buffy has to kill Angel, not that that isn't a big one, but it's for the fans when she has that moment where she does that, the little hairs in the back of the neck stand up, realizing, like we've been discussing, that, okay, she has become the Slayer, no doubt about it.
Yeah. You know?
So it's very meaningful to a lot of us once you've definitely seen that several times.
Mm-hmm. It's very empowering.
Yes, exactly.
I'm going to see her at the beginning of season 3, like, running up the sides of mountains training and doing all this stuff.
Hearts on fire, your desire. And then, like, some 80s synthesizers. Yeah.
Okay, somebody's watched ahead. Okay.
No, I have not.
Spoiler alert.
Kevin, what do you think? I bet season 3, episode 1, I bet it's kind of a divisive episode. What do you think about it? Do you like it or hate it?
Again, I don't want to. You guys haven't seen it yet, so I don't want to say too much. I appreciate it very much in terms of the reality of the fact that we have consequences in this series. So I'm totally good with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wouldn't have worked if they'd just, you know, hit the big reset button.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I appreciate, even though I don't like where the show goes sometimes, I appreciate that at the beginning of each season, Buffy is all out of sorts. I think I said this on the Hellmouth podcast, that she's a mess.
And for good reason. I mean, you know.
Yeah, just like when she was bad, she had post-traumatic master
syndrome. Yeah.
in season 3, episode 1, she is just completely.
Well, she killed the love of her life.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be strong?
And every season, and I just love that at every season, Buffy's just a mess at the beginning.
Awesome. Does she come back with different hair?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Spoiler alert, it's a little red next season.
As long as it's not cut short like Felicity.
and also,
that was the worst ever.
Yeah. Do what now?
Do giraffe pants make a comeback?
No.
So they've gone extinct?
The wardrobe is still quirky. It's better. And you know something I realized the other day? You don't see Buffy in blue jeans until
she's
later.
She's walking away disgraced.
Oh, those were jeans, weren't they?
Yeah.
They were the overalls
of shame.
I forgot about those. Well, those are the only blue jeans we've seen. She doesn't wear blue jeans much. She wears pants.
Mm-hmm. And raincoats.
Well, she has to be limber. She can't be that limber.
Yes, well, because she does patrol in, like, yoga pants.
Yes.
Every now and again.
Yes.
In active wear.
But it's weird. I did think about that, actually, oddly enough, watching this episode the last time, because I was looking at Cordelia's wardrobe. To me, they don't dress like kids. Like high school kids, they dress like grown-ups, and especially Cordelia. Cordelia looks like a grown-up.
Like she's going to the club, like the yellow dress with the platforms to school?
Come on. I don't know.
It's weird. We'd be sent home if we wore clothes like that, but I guess
California.
California. It's the U.S.
But that's the last scene is interesting when the Scoobies are speculating on what happened. You know, Willow talks about how she felt the power go through her.
Mm-hmm.
So Willow knows that her spell was successful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, what I wanted to ask. If you think did Willow, was she destined to be a witch, or did she train herself to be a witch? Like, did she learn it?
Yeah, she was curious, and mm-hmm. her curiosity led her, but, go ahead, Kevin.
No, I was just going to say, as we've seen from earlier stuff, she's very, you know, since she is smart, she's very inquisitive, she wants mm-hmm. to learn, and this was her way of feeling like she could help. You know, she can't be a fighter, but this was mm-hmm. her way to contribute.
Part 3 of Xander's The Biggest Douche in the World, when they're all standing in front of the school, and he says, well, maybe she had to kill him before he came back.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, had he told Buffy what Willow told him to tell her, which was, I'm going to try again, Buffy would have maybe drawn the fight out longer, the way she tried to do that first night at the end mm-hmm. of Becoming Part 1, where she spoke to herself saying, come on, Willow, you know, hurry up. Mm. And it's just, I mean, I know it's not the way it was scripted, but bastard.
I have a question. Is Angel really dead, or is he just stuck in that rock?
Do you think he's stuck in a Kathla?
Yeah, like I'm not expecting an answer, obviously, but mm-hmm. like I'm just thinking, what if he's in there and for them to get him back out is because they need him for something?
Well, what did Angel? I mean, what did Buffy use?
Well, yeah, because the Whistler guy, and they're all talking about how Angel's blood is the key. So I'm thinking it must be important to use elsewhere.
Hmm.
So I'm thinking they may have to resurrect him, and then is he going to be Angelus or Angel? And then if he's Angel, then him and Buffy's they're going to have such sexual tension because they can't touch each other, because then he's going to turn into Angelus again, or I don't know.
Oh, was that loophole put back into the curse?
I have no idea. I'm just suspecting or assuming. But
if I were Angel and somebody brought me back, I'd be like, why'd you stab me? I was expecting something else when you said close my eyes, if you know what I'm saying.
But he's Angel now. He'd be like, oh, I understand, as he's crying to her and like kneeling.
You're hurt.
I get it.
Bye-bye, Angel. It sucks to be you.
Without being spoilery, we can say that, I mean, the discussion was that if, you know, Akafla get to do everything, that he was going to suck everybody into hell.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll leave it at that.
Oh, Angel must be in hell. So what? He and Saddam Hussein figure out a plan to... No, that's a different show. Never mind. Hey, guy! I totally want to see Angel in South Park animation.
Oh my gosh, I turned on the television last night on the Sundance Channel, mm-hmm. and there was a movie with Alan Cumming and David Boreanaz. David Boreanaz had women's lingerie on.
It was
tied up with Christmas tree lights, and Alan Cumming was torturing him, and it was just the most bizarre thing.
Are you sure you really woke up and this wasn't still a dream?
And Alan Cumming killed David Boreanaz' character, and it was just ugh. The name of the movie was Ghost Rider from 2007, and I couldn't find a trailer anywhere.
Ghost Rider?
Yes.
The one with Nick Cage?
No.
That was earlier, wasn't it?
Oh.
But David Boreanaz in women's underwear, tied up with Christmas tree lights, being tortured.
I saw Tony Head on a British TV show called Manchild about guys in their 50s being like trying to be young again, like having their midlife crises.
Mm-hmm.
And he has erectile difficulty. Oh, and he goes and sees a doctor, and the doctor upsells an enlargement. He upsells him on an enlargement, and he apparently shows his best friends at the sauna, and they're all like, oh, wow, nice. Oh, wow, it's impressive. And then to each other, they're like, what the hell was that? But I don't understand why it looked like this. So, oh, poor Giles.
Is this a current show?
I don't know how current it is. I'll check the date, but it's on Netflix Canada. It's called Manchild. We get a lot of British TV on our Netflix, which is awesome. But, yeah, Manchild.
Oh, I'll look for that.
I've seen two episodes so far.
Something that bothered me. Okay, in the scene when Spike rescues Buffy from the police.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking about Manchester United. And
yes.
What happens to Spike's accent? It just goes all wonky.
No. Maybe they had to rush that scene and they couldn't take enough takes.
I don't think it's going wonky. I think it's from a remote region of where he's supposed to be.
Oh, yes. His dialect coach convinced everyone that everyone in this one neighborhood.
Yes.
In Wales. Would understand him completely.
Yes. No. Oh, gosh. Well,
I'm all out of points.
I am too. Let's check. I think I am too.
Gabby, do you want to tell us how? Do you want to tell us how you were right again?
Well, my point is that I'm awesome. No, I was wrong about the Drew thing. Mm. Whatever, I can't be right all the time.
No, and I owe Kim a loony.
Do you? Sweet. I thought it was a toonie. Anyways.
No. Whoa.
Check the tape.
That's crazy. Luckily, we haven't released that episode yet. Points for me. All right. Actually, I have another point.
Go ahead.
Okay. It's just humor. Who the hell is Lenny, and why did Oz steal his bowling shirt?
Because Oz shops it's at the thrift fashion. Store.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Just wondering.
But now I
was
really,
like, was that a Happy Days reference or a Laverne and Shirley reference?
Sure.
I enjoyed, you know, Spike was trying to keep Angel from hurting Giles through the whole, you know, trying to keep him from killing Giles at least. Mm-hmm. And I just think that was written very, very well because it was not obvious.
Mm-hmm.
It was really subtle the way Spike was trying to keep.
This is true.
Giles alive to save Drusilla.
Yeah, he wanted his girlfriend back. His number one motivation.
Oh.
You know anything else? Are we ready for a little bit of non-bra watch? Is there a bra watch?
There were no bras to be washed.
You were too enthralled.
Everybody was covered up. I'm sorry. Hey.
All right.
No tank tops. No jammies. What are you going to do?
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm ready to rate this episode.
Go for it.
I'm going to give this episode. I'm just going to write our little thing here so I know who said what and what rating system they've used. Handwritten notes are terrible for someone who hasn't handwritten in a long time. So I'm going to give this episode a 9 out of 10 hugs.
Okay.
I'm I thoroughly enjoyed it. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish
I your... thoroughly enjoyed it, but I would have preferred if Paper Mache Angel had not come back. Even though I understand what it does for the plot. And also Xander being a selfish douche.
Xander. I'll also give it 9 out of 10. 9 out of 10 Kendra chalk outlines.
I know. That was awesome.
Go, Gabby.
All right. I freaking love this episode, and not for the same reason that everybody thinks that I was right, but I genuinely loved it. I watched it 3 times and never took a note because I was so just enthralled in the whole thing. And so I'm going to give it 10 out of 10 head-sized heads.
Well, I love it. Now I watched it a million times. I don't know how many times I watched it, but it's just so emotional. I give it 10 out of 10 cryptic spirit guides. How about you, Kevin?
Well, since I never give anything a 10, I'll give it 9.9 sword-wielding, ass-kicking, here we are, the real Slayer's home.
Well, I thought the season wrapped up wonderfully, and mm-hmm. I can't wait to start watching the next season.
Well, season 3 is my favorite season.
And since you hate everything, it must be very good.
I hate everything. There is not a bad episode in season 3.
Oh, really?
Mm. Like a loaded statement there.
Yep, that's big.
So if I watch episode 1 and I'm thoroughly underwhelmed, I will not be happy. But I doubt that will be the case.
Then I remembered the second episode.
Oh, no.
Oh, so well.
Season three is it's season three is epic. It really is. And we don't have any homework because we're going to do a wrap up.
We're going to do a wrap up episode, what? And we're also going to talk to people about how they can win the entire Buffy series on DVD.
Yeah.
From us, courtesy of Jim Watari, awesome man.
Only if you're American.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I think that was another contest.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We won't be so ethnocentric.
Can we enter?
No.
Why do I care?
Listeners, tell us what you think. We'd like to hear from you, as always. Send us emails at
gmail.com.
That's right. You can use your telephone device and call us at 270-40-BUFFY. You can follow us on Twitter. twitter.com/potentialcast and join our Facebook group. We have 160 members.
Wow.
Yay. And we're still lots of, there's always room for more. Go to Facebook and search Potential Cast, all one word, and ask to join. And we'll let you join if you're going to be spoiler free. Do realize though that the public service announcement that we played at the beginning of the episode stands true. If you're going to friend us, make sure that you don't have any spoilery things that you're going to post regularly that might be in our newsfeed, or you know, resist from, you know, if you don't want to be restricted like that, and I totally understand that, just don't friend us, you know. We can still be friendly on the Potential Cast group. We can still talk that way.
True.
Yeah, and you know, feel free to visit potentialcast.com. It's less active than it used to be at the beginning, fewer comments, but that's where you get our show notes, and you can do a direct click to download, which the minority of our listeners do a direct click to download. Most people are subscribed. If you're not subscribed, subscribe through iTunes. And I think that's it on the feedback request front. Again, we appreciate our listeners very much. We appreciate all feedback, not just positive stuff, and we welcome your thoughts.
And leave Buffy a review on iTunes.
Yes, if you can leave a review on iTunes, even though I can't see it without switching my store. Which is weird. I don't know why they don't do that. But yeah, let us know. And that's all great. So no homework this week?
But I want to watch season three.
Well, if you really want to watch the first episode of season three, yes, you could. Go ahead and watch then.
No, because it's going to taint what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, that's true.
I can wait. It's not like I just watched Go Fish and have to be consoled. I think it's time. It's the last quotes of season two.
Keep out of it, Sit and Span.
Excellent.
I don't want to hurt you, but doesn't mean I won't.
And how about the classic, let me clear this up for you. We're mortal enemies. We don't get timeouts.
Go, Gabby.
Drums, yeah. She's a hell on the old skins, you know. Sorry, I didn't do British guy accent.
Well, neither did James Marsters, apparently.
Oh, well. Then we have stuff in common.
I have had a really bad day, okay? If you have information worth hearing, then I am grateful for it. If you're going to crack jokes, then I'm going to pull out your ribcage and wear it as a hat.
I still love, are you sure you're a vampire slayer? Have you tried not being a slayer? Is it because you didn't have a strong father figure? Because you didn't have a strong father figure, isn't it?
Oh, this one's cute too. A Cordelia quote. Oh, you should listen to him. The hair is so flat. And the lips? She's awful.
In order to be worthy, you must perform the ritual in a tutu. Pillock.
Mucho points for the use of the word pillock there, Tony.
What about awesome. Tutu? Come on. The first time I didn't hear what he said, I'm like, a what? A what? And then I turn around, I'm like, oh, he said tutu.
Any more honorable mentions? Mom, I'm the vampire slayer.
I had the police are really stupid in Sunnydale quote. Yeah. Fantastic.
In case you haven't noticed, the Sunnydale police are quite stupid. That was fun.
It was nice that someone just came out and said it.
Yes, it is nice. Well, I can't wait for our recap show, and then we're going to do season 3. Uh-huh. And onwards and upwards.
Yay!
Kevin, thank you for joining us again.
Lots of fun. Looking forward to making these season enders a reoccurrence.
Awesome. So you're back on all of the season finales?
No, not all of them, but you'll have me around for quite a while.
Yay. Well, we appreciate it. And remind our listeners where they can hear you.
Our big one is the Tuning Into Sci-Fi TV podcast.
Awesome. Well, thanks again. We appreciate you putting up with all our shenanigans and being here with us for this. Thanks, everybody. And goodbye.
Bye.
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 Oh, I need a hug.
Yay. That was perfect. Yeah.
That was the lasagna.
It was great. I was pretty starving. Could not. I was trying to be quiet, but I was like,
Was it from scratch, or did you get it from the grocery store?
Oh, I made it from scratch.
Sweet.
How did you boil the noodles?
I even made the pasta from scratch.
You made the noodles from scratch?
I did.
Nice.
Nice.
So you must have one of those awesome pasta presses.
I do. And the when you crank out with your love it.
Press it.
It was the first time I ever made it, so it wasn't too bad.
Mm-hmm. What did you use as filling? Just different kinds of cheeses, or was there meat involved? Veggies?
Yeah, I used turkey.
Mm-hmm.
I made whole wheat pasta. Mm-hmm. And instead of like ricotta and all that, I used sour cream. My mom's always used sour cream in her lasagnas, and it just tastes, I think it tastes better.
Huh.
And tomatoes with mushroom and garlic.
Mmm.
It was fantastic. Sorry, I'm going to share with you guys. But it was good.
Mm.
I have probably enough for the rest of the month now. So does anyone watch basketball or no?
No.
I stopped watching basketball as soon as I figured out the Harlem Globetrotters weren't a real basketball team.
What?
I was 5 and he was 6. We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white. He would always win the fight. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down. Seasons came and changed the time. When I grew up, I called him mine. He would always laugh and say, remember when we used to play? Bang, bang, I shot you down. Bang, bang, you hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, I used to shoot you down. Music played and people sang. Just for me, the church bells rang. Don't know why, and till this day sometimes I cry. He didn't even say goodbye. He didn't take the time to lie. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down.